Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Oklahoma's free and optional COVID-19 testing for teachers is getting ramped up. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on the efforts to keep schools safer by testing teachers for the coronavirus.
So far, the state has tested more than 1,000 teachers and discovered only 9 positive results. But the proactive testing program is designed to catch asymptomatic teachers and prevent the virus from spreading before teachers know they have COVID-19. The goal is to give every educator who wants one a coronavirus test at least once a month in every part of the state. This week, there will be teacher testing in a wide variety of places, ranging from Haskell, Jackson, and Cotton counties to Anadarko, Shawnee, and Ponca City. Testing in schools is critical to understanding and slowing the spread of COVID-19, which has already popped up in schools in almost every county in Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
A spike in Oklahoma COVID-19 cases is in part due to increases on the state's college campuses. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney and Robbie Korth report on how cases have spread in college towns.
More than 2,000 cases of the coronavirus have been reported on Oklahoma's college campuses. And the spread there has state officials asking colleges to take action.
So a little background. Oklahoma's new cases and the 7-day average of them leveled off this summer and held pretty steady. Our last major spike was August 1st, but after that, cases consistently dropped. That is, until mid-September. We set a new record for the 7-day average on September 21st, again surpassing 1,000 cases a day, and it continued spiking after that. Here's Commissioner of Health Lance Fry explaining what factors played into that surge.
It looks like it's mostly due to school reopening. Universities are the main factor.
At another briefing, Fry listed some of the institutions with the highest rates of spread. Mostly prisons, but it also listed Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, as well as Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford.
State Impact's criminal justice reporter Quentin Chandler has reported on the state's executive branch response to those prison outbreaks. That includes increased testing at prisons that are considered hotspots and new quarantine protocols. But is the state administration implementing similar policies for colleges and universities?
So the administration's college and university response more closely resembles its response to cities and counties with growing cases, an emphasis on local control and personal responsibility. Here he is in a press conference last week.
If you test positive, we really need you and want you and implore you to stay on campus.
The universities do seem to be taking an aggressive approach to control the spread, though. Mask mandates on campuses are the norm, there's a decent amount of on-campus testing, and students are often given the option to take classes online rather than go in person. Of course, a better way to control the spread would have been to go fully virtual, though.
Well, I know Oklahoma City Community College did go fully online. Why didn't four-year institutions do that?
Well, it all comes down to money. At the University of Oklahoma, for example, President Joe Harris has estimated the university would have lost more than $150 million from going virtual this fall, and that would have led to layoffs or furloughs. But faculty and students still aren't all that happy with the status quo. They've been holding protests this semester to ask for online classes.
So colleges are in a tough spot, and it's compounded by funding cuts from the state that have driven up the cost of college for students and make Oklahoma one of the most poorly funded higher ed systems in the nation.
Yeah, definitely.
The spread in communities with colleges are only rivaled by those with prisons. But like in prisons, there doesn't seem to be a consistent amount of cases on each campus.
So why are we seeing uneven spread from colleges?
Some of it has to do with the nature of campus culture and having less or more students on a given campus. But there's also no consistency in how campuses are reporting out COVID-19 case numbers. Quarantines and positive tests are being defined differently. Numbers might only be measurements of self-reported positives or tests done on campus.
I guess like everything else, it seems like preventing the coronavirus on college campuses is kind of the Wild West here in Oklahoma.
That's right. And with spread continuing to be out of control statewide, there are a few signs it'll stop.
So what can people actually do?
The CDC, state government, anyone is going to tell you to focus on the major three. Wash your hands, wear a mask, and social distance. I know it sounds redundant at this point, but it really is important, especially as we head into flu season. Although the flu shot might sound unrelated, we need to keep in mind that preventing other serious infections will shore up room in doctors' offices and hospitals, so be sure to get that too.
Well, it seems like state leaders think personal responsibility is the best, if only, option. But in order for that to work, Oklahomans will have to take some of that responsibility to drive the spread down, and it's going to have to start on college campuses. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth with Catherine Sweeney.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by OCEO, Voices of the Cherokee People, a docuseries of people, places, and history of the Cherokee Nation. Visit at osiyo.tv. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News.